Shavi, kisik rav el ir, when you will draw near to a city, lihilochem aleho, to wage war against it, vikarosa eleho l'shalom, and you will call to it for peace. You should first try a peaceful solution before waging war against them. Rashi and the Ravid are of the opinion that this only applies to a melchemes rishus, an optional war. However, by a melchemes mitzvah, like the war to conquer Eretz Yisrael and the war against Amalek, there no peaceful solution was offered first. Rambam and Ramban disagree, and they say that all nations are given the opportunity to make peace first, even the Canaanim and even Amalek. V'hoyo, and it will be im shalom tancho, if peacefully they will respond to you, ufaschalach, and they will open their cities to you, v'hoyo kol ha'om ha'nimtzavo, and it will be all the nations that are found in these cities, yiu l'chol ha'mas, will be to you to pay taxes, v'avoducha, and to serve you. And Rashi is bothered why the pasuk had to say the word kol ha'om. The pasuk could have said v'hoyo ha'om ha'nimtzavo, and the nation that will be found there. Why is it necessary to say kol ha'om, the entire nation? Rashi answers, the word kol is coming to include that even if there are people from the Zion Umais living there, and typically they have a din to be killed, they may live and become servants to you. Because the mitzvah of Leisechaya kol neshama, that everyone from the Zion Umais must be killed, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. However, if they live in Chutz Laretz, the din that applies to the rest of the people in that city applies to them also. And since the people of this city are to be taken to pay taxes and work for you, so too, somebody from the Zion Umais who lives in that city will remain alive and work for you and pay taxes. V'im lo sashlim imach, and if they do not want to make peace with you, which means they do not want to accept to be your workers and to pay taxes to you, the pasuk is informing you that ve'osasa imcha milchama, they will wage war against you if you just leave them alone. War is inevitable. Therefore, v'tzarta oleho, you are even allowed to pain them. You are allowed to starve them, to cause them to thirst, and also to kill them with deadly diseases. And if you do everything that Hashem told you in this parsha, then unusano Hashem alekecha biyodecha, Hashem will give them over into your hands, v'hikisa es kol zechura, and you shall kill all of their males, l'fi chorev, by the edge of a sword. Rak hanoshim, only the women, v'hataf, and the small children, which are including the small children that are males, the habehema and the animals, the cholasha yihiyev o'ir, and everything that will be in the city, kol shalolo, all its spoils, tavoizloch, you shall plunder for yourself, v'ochalto eshalal oyevecho, and you will eat the spoils of your enemies, asher nosan Hashem alekecha loch, that Hashem your God has given to you. Keitase l'chol ha'orim ha'rechokis mimcha ma'oid, so you shall do to all the cities that are very distant from you, asher loy me'ore ha'goyim ho'eleheno, that are not from these cities, that are not from the Zion Umas. According to Rashi, everything in this parsha only applies to the other nations and not to the Zion Umas. By the other nations, we offer peace first, but not by the Zion Umas. By other nations, the females and the small children are spared, but by the Zion Umas, they are also killed. However, according to the Ramban, the Zion Umais and the other nations are equal concerning the din that we offer them peace first. The difference between them only starts from Pasuk Tes Zion, where it says that everyone from the Zion Umais must be killed, even the women and the children. Rak only Me'ore Ho'amim Ho'ele, from the cities of these nations, from the Zion Umais, Asher Hashem Alekecho Noisin Lecho Nachalo, that Hashem your God has given you as an inheritance, Loisechaya Kol Neshama, you shall not allow to live any soul, even the women and the children must be killed. Ki hacharem tacharimem, because you shall totally destroy them, hachiti v'ha'emoiri, haknani v'haprizi, hachivi v'hayevusi, ka'asher tzivcho Hashem lekecho, like Hashem your God has commanded you. The pasuk lists six nations and omits Girgashi. The reason being, since hacharem tacharimem was not carried out against them, because they ran away when Klal Yisrael started to approach Eretz Yisrael. However, they are included in the tzivui to destroy all of the seven nations. And that is why the pasuk adds, ka'asher tzivcho Hashem alekecho, like Hashem your God has commanded you, to include Girgashi also in this commandment, so that if one does find a Girgashi in Eretz Yisrael, he must kill him. They are not listed in the pasuk because hacharem tacharimem was not actually carried out against them. However, they are included in the tzivui, and that is why the pasuk adds these words, Ka'asher tzivcha Hashem alekecho, like Hashem your God has commanded you, these extra words are coming to include Girgashi into the tzivut. And the pasuk continues that the reason why you must kill the Zayin Umois is Laman in order asher lo yilamedu eschem lasois, in order that the Goyim do not teach you to do kechoil tayavoisam asher osu leloyhehem, like all of their abominations that they do to their gods, v'chatosem l'Hashem alekechem, and you will sin to Hashem your God. Ramban explains that by leaving the Zayin Umois alive, at first you will not worship their Avodah Zarah, but only worship Hashem in the way that they worship their Avodah Zarah. Like the pasuk says, la'asos kechol ta'avoisam, to do like all of their abominations asher osu le'loyehem, when they do to their gods, you will do to Hashem. However, this will lead you to v'chatosem l'Hashem alekechem, that you will sin to Hashem your God by actually worshiping their Avodah Zarah. Let us see Rashi inside. Pasuk Yud. Kisikra avelir, when you will draw near to a city. Bilmechemes horishus hakosta medaber, the pasuk is talking about an optional war. K'moishim mefurish be'inyin, like it says further on in Pasuk Tesvav, kein ta'aseh l'chol ha'orim horachoykois, so you shall do to all the distant cities. Rashi learns that this offering of peace was only done by Melchemes Horeshus, however by Melchemes HaMitzvah, they did not offer peace first, unlike the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban. Zot Rashi, kol ha'om ha'nimtzabo, all the nations that are found in these cities will have to pay taxes and work for you. And Rashi is bothered why it says kol ha'om, the extra word kol, afilo atam moitze, bo mishiva umois, even if you find in these cities people from the Zayin Umois, shenit staves ala harimam, that you were commanded to destroy them, ato reshoi lekaimam, you are allowed to keep them, since the din of leisachaya kol neshama only applies in Eretz Yisrael. However, if you find from the Zayin Umois in other places, there is no din of leisachaya kol neshama, and whatever you do to the people of that city, you should do to the Zayin Umois that are found also in that city. Lemas v'avaducha, achi yekablu aleim misim v'shibud, they have to accept upon themselves to pay taxes and to work for you. Ve'im lo sashlim imach, and if they do not make peace with you, ve'asasa imcha milchama, and they will wage war with you. Hakosav b'vazercha, the pasuk is informing you, she'im lo sashlim imach, that if they do not make peace with you, seifa, the end will be lehilachim bach, that they will fight with you. Im tanichena v'telech, if you will leave them and go. War is inevitable, so if you will leave them, they will anyways wage war against you. Bitzarto aleha, and you may pain them. Afla hariva, even to starve them. Ula hatzmiya, and to cause them to thirst. Ula hamisa, misa tachaluim, and to kill them with deadly diseases. Zakrashi, unesono Hashem lekecho biyodecho, and Hashem your God will give them over into your hands. Im osisa kol ha'omer be'inyin, if you do everything that is said in this parsha, soif, the end will be she'Hashem noisna biyodecho, that Hashem will give them over into your hands. And the pasuk says that you should kill all the males, however the females and the small children may be left alive. The hataf and the small children, af taf shel zechorim, you are allowed to let live even the small children that are males. Uma ani mikayim bikisa es kol zechura, what will I do with the pasuk that says that you should kill all of the males? Begadolim, that is referring to adult males. Small children that are males should be left alive. The adult males shall all be killed. Ka'asher tzivcha Hashem lekecho, like Hashem your God has commanded you. These are extra words. L'rabois es ha-girgashi, to include girgashi. Girgashi was not mentioned in the pasuk, so therefore we need extra words to include girgashi, that they too are in the commandment that you should totally destroy them. L'ma'an asher lo yilamdu, you shall kill the Zayin Umois in order that they should not teach you all these bad things. Ho'imasu tshuva, but we can derive from here that if they did tshuva, v'sgairu, and they became gerim, you are allowed to accept them and you are allowed to let them live. If the whole reason that you must kill them is in order that you should not learn from their bad ways, we can infer that if they do tshuva and they become gerim, you are allowed to let them live. And the pasuk continues, Kisotzo el ir, if you besiege a city, yomim rabim, for many days, lihiloche moleho, to wage war against it, lesafsa, to seize it. And Rashi tells us that yomim, days in the plural, means two. Rabim, many, comes to add an additional day, totaling 3 days. The pasuk is teaching us that an army should not lay siege on a city less than 3 days before Shabbos. The siege should start by Wednesday. As the Rif in the first parak of Masechet Shabbos explains, that by the first 3 days of a siege, the soldiers are scared of the imminent war which lies ahead. They therefore cannot enjoy their food. However, after 3 days, the idea of war starts growing on them, and they can enjoy their food. If the siege starts on Wednesday, then the first 3 days will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. By Shabbos, they are calm, and they can have Oinik Shabbos. But if the siege started on Thursday or Friday, this would affect their Oinik Shabbos. That is why one should not lay siege on a city less than 3 days before Shabbos. And the Pasuk is also teaching us that peace offers must last 2 or 3 days. Gur Aryeh explains that typically they should be for 3 days. However, in certain circumstances, only 2 days are given. For example, in situations where you see that the enemy is using the time to gather more troops from other countries to fight against you, then we give them less time to respond to peace. So the Pasuk says, when you lay siege on a city, Lesashches etz etza, you shall not destroy its fruit trees, Lindoyach olav garzen, to swing an axe at it, Kimimenu soichal, but rather you should eat the fruit trees, Va'oisei leisichrois, and you shall not cut it down, Ki ha'odom etz ha'sode lovoi miponecho ba'motzor, perhaps is a fruit tree like a person that should be included into the siege? We understand that you are trying to inflict pain on the people in the city by starving them and causing them to thirst. However, why would you want to include into your siege the fruit trees by cutting them down? Are they like people that also have to be included into the siege? Rak eitz asher teida, only a tree that you know for sure, ki lo eitz machalu, that it is not a fruit tree, oisei sashchis v'charoto, it you can cut down and destroy, uvanisa motor, and you can build with it a fortification, alo irasher hu oisei imcha melchama, against the city that is waging war against you, ad ridita, until it is conquered. However, a fruit tree you shall not cut down. And this halacha of not cutting down a fruit tree applies at all times, even not during a war. The Pasuk is stressing over here that even during a war, which by definition is destructive, one should be careful not to cut down a fruit tree. There is a rule in halacha, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. When there is a doubt regarding a halacha min haTorah, we must act stringently, we must go l'chumra. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumis Meis, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis, says that going l'chumra is a din midrabanan, but according to Torah law itself, one may be makel. If so, why does the Torah say over here, Rak eitz asher teida, only a tree that you know for sure, is not a fruit tree, may be cut down, which seems to imply that if it is a suffix, if it is a doubt, whether it is a fruit tree or not, one must go l'chumra and not cut it down. Didn't we just say that the Rambam holds, suffix d'oraisa is l'kula min haTorah, that when you have a suffix d'oraisa, you may be makel min haTorah? So over here, if you are not sure if it's a fruit tree or not, you should be able to cut it down. You should be able to go l'kula. Why does it say over here, Rak eitz asher teida, only a tree that you know for sure is not a fruit tree, can be cut down? Which is mashma, that if it's a suffix, you may not cut it down. What happened to the din of suffix d'oraisa l'kula? The Malbim answers that when dealing with a suffix, there is a difference whether it is ischazik isura, if there was already an established prohibition or not. If at one time it was definitely usur, and now we are confronted with a doubt whether it should still be usur or not, then the Rambam agrees that we must go l'chumra even min haTorah. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, explains that this pasuk is talking about an old fruit tree which produces very little fruit. Since this tree was known to bear fruit, it is ischazik isura. There was already an established isser on cutting it down, and therefore it may not be cut down unless it is definitely known that it does not produce fruit anymore. That is why the pasuk over here says suffik d'oraisa is l'chumra, because ischazik isura. In Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah, he offers another teretz, and he says there are two types of doubts. One is a doubt which in no way can be verified, and the other is a doubt which is only due to lack of information and expertise on our part. In the case of a doubt which cannot be verified, the Rambam's shita is suffik d'oraisa is l'kula. However, regarding a doubt which can be verified, although presently information is lacking to verify it, then even according to the Rambam, the halacha is suffik d'oraisa is l'chumra. Though an ordinary person may not have the knowledge to verify if a tree is fruit-bearing or not, a professional gardener or an expert in trees will know if it's fruit-bearing or not. The fact that you do not know and you have a doubt is not sufficient for you to act leniently and cut down the tree misafek. And therefore, the tree may only be cut down if you know for sure that it is not a fruit-bearing tree. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Yutes, Yomim days, and since days are in the plural, Shnayim, it is referring to 2 days. Rabim, many. That is coming to add another day, Shloisha, for a total of 3 days. Mikan Amru, from here Chazal said, Ein Tsorin Alayori Shal Nachrim, you are not allowed to lay siege on a Goyish city, Pachos Migimel Yomim Kaidim L'Shabbos, less than 3 days before Shabbos. The siege must start by Wednesday. The Limeid, and it is also teaching us, Sheposeach B'Sholem Shnayim Oigimel Yomim, that one offers peace for 2 or 3 days. Like we already explained from the Maharal, usually it is 3 days, and sometimes the circumstances call for it to only be 2 days. The Chenu Oimer, and so does the Pasuk say, Vayeshev David B'Tziklag, and David stayed in Tziklag, Yomim Shnayim, for 2 days. And some of Farshim learned that the whole reason why Rashi brings down this Pasuk is only to show that Yomim means 2. Yomim Shnayim. Uvimachemes Horeshus HaKosim Medaber, and the Pasuk is talking about an optional war. Because by El Mechemes Mitzvah, no peaceful solutions are offered, and also the din of not laying a siege on a city less than 3 days before Shabbos does not apply by a Mechemes Mitzvah, because one may even start the war itself on Shabbos. Zokt Rashi ki ha'odom eitzasode, hari ki mishamish b'loshin dilma. This word ki is being used like dilma, perhaps. Shema ha'odom eitzasode. Perhaps is a fruit tree like a person, lihikones b'soich ha'motzor, to be included into the siege miponecha before you, lihis yaser b'yisurei ro v'tzomei, to be afflicted with the affliction of hunger and thirst, ka'anchi o'ir, like the people of the city. Lama tashchisenu. Why should you destroy the fruit tree? The fruit tree is not involved in the war. Then the Pasuk says that you may cut down a non-fruit-bearing tree, and you may use it for fortification against your enemies, ad ridita, until your enemy is conquered. Zok Rashi ad ridita lashon ridui, this means an expression of conquering, shetehei kfufalach, until your enemy is subservient to you. The word ridita does not mean a lashon of yurida, of going down, but rather a lashon of ridui, a lashon of conquering. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Egla Arufa. Ki motzei cholol, if a corpse will be found, ba'adoma asher Hashem elokecha noisin l'chol rishta, in the land that Hashem your God is giving you to take possession of it, noifel basodeh, fallen in the field, lo noida mihi kohu, it is not known who killed this person. V'yotzu zikeinecho, and your elders will go out, v'shevtecho, and your judges, u'modedu el ha'orim asher sedivois hecholol, and they will measure from the corpse to the cities around the corpse, to find out which city is the closest city to this corpse. And Rashi tells us, since the Pasuk says, V'yotzu'u zikeinecho, and your elders will go out, it does not say, V'yotzu'u ziknei ho'ir, and the elders of the city will go out. This teaches us, zikeinecho, your elders, miyuchadim sheb zikeinecho, the outstanding ones of your elders, which means the members of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. And there is a machlokes in Masech the Sanhedrin, daf Yudalet Amid Aleph, how many members of the Sanhedrin came out to measure. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, all 71 Dayanim came out. Rabbi Yehuda says, 5 members came out, and Rabbi Shimon says, 3 members came out. The Hoyo Ha'ir HaKroiva El Echol, and it will be the city that is closest to the corpse, the Lachu Ziknei Ho'ir Ahi, and the elders of that city will take Eglas Bokar, a calf of cattle. And the Shita of the Rabbanon is that if the Pasuk would have just said Egel, it would have meant a calf in its first year. Now that the Torah added the word bokar, it teaches us that even in its second year it is kosher. Asher lo ubad bo, it should be a calf that was never worked with. Asher lo moshcha ba'oil, a calf that never pulled with a yoke. V'hayridu ziknei ho'ir ahi asa egla el nachal eson, and the elders of that city will bring down the calf to a harsh valley. It should be a valley whose land was too harsh ever to have been worked. Asher lo yeyoved bo, a nachal that has never been worked in, v'lo yizareya, and never planted in, v'orfu sham es ha'egla banochal, and they should break the back of the calf's neck in the nachal, in the valley. And Rashi tells us, we take an egla that did not make any peros, did not have any offspring, and bring it to nachal eson, a place that cannot produce peros, to atone for the death of a person who they did not allow to produce any more peiros, to do any more mitzvahs. V'nikshu ha-koyhanim b'nei Levi, and the koyhanim from Shevet Levi will approach, and the pasuk does not say over here what the koyhanim do. And Rashi tells us, they are the ones who say what is stated in pasuk Ches, kaper le'amcha Yisrael. So v'nikshu ha-koyhanim b'nei Levi, the koyhanim will approach to say kaper le'amcha. Kivom, because in them, Bochar Hashem Alekech L'Sharsoi, Hashem your God has chosen to serve him, to do the Avodah, Ulevorech B'Shem Hashem, and to bench in the name of Hashem, to say Berchus Kehanim, Va'al Pihem, and through their word, Yihyeh, will be decided, Kol Riv, every dispute, V'chol Noga, and if a Nega is Tameh or Tar. V'chol Ziknei Ho'ir Ahir Akroiv Melecholol, and all the elders of this city that was closest to the corpse, Yirchatsu Es Yedehem, will wash their hands alo eglo ha'arufa banochal over the eglo arufa in the valley. They wash their hands to symbolize, just as their hands are clean, so too are they free of guilt in the death of this person. Ve'onu ve'omru, and they answer and say, Yodeinu loy shavchu es adom azeh, our hands did not spill this blood, ve'inenu loy ra'u, and our eyes did not see this. And Rashi is bothered, would it ever enter your mind to think that the Zakenim were the ones who killed this person? What does it mean when they say, Yodeinu loy shavchu ve'einenu loy ra'u? And Rashi tells us, they are saying, we did not allow this person to leave us without levoya, without escorting him, and we did not allow him to leave us without food. And this is difficult to understand. In what way would their providing a traveler with food and escorting him protect him from a would-be murderer? And the Maharal answers, that although on a natural level, having extra food in his backpack would not protect him against armed robbers, however, on a spiritual level, it would indeed help him greatly. When a person exists in a vacuum, he is judged on the basis of his own schusin. But when a person is part of a larger community, he is able to tap in and benefit from all of their schusin, which may protect him, even in the event that his own personal schusin are insufficient. When he was living in the town, this was indeed the case. He was part of the tzibur. However, when circumstances require him to once again set out on his own, escorting him on the beginning of his journey and giving him food to sustain him allows the bond to the tzibur to be maintained, even when he is now traveling on his own. A town which allows a visitor to leave without cementing the connection between them is therefore partially liable for any misfortune that happens to him, because it may have been in their potential to prevent it. And the zakenim of the town closest to the corpse are required to testify that this was not the case. And then the kohanim say, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael, atone for your nation Klal Yisrael, asher podiso Hashem, that you Hashem redeemed, ve'al titein dom noki bekerev amcha Yisrael, and do not allow innocent blood to be spilled in the midst of your nation Klal Yisrael. And after they finished this whole procedure, the Torah says, V'nikaper lohem hadom, the blood will be atoned for them. After this whole procedure, Hashem forgives them for the death of this innocent person. And although it says, V'nikaper lohem hadom, if we do find the murderer afterwards, we must execute this murderer. Na'ato tevayer hadom hanoki mikirbecho, you must remove the killer of innocent blood from among you, you must destroy and execute the murderer, because that is what is proper in the eyes of Hashem. Even though you went through this whole procedure, when you actually find the murderer, he must be punished. And Targum Yonison ben Uziel writes a fascinating idea. After the Zakenim performed the ritual of slaughtering the Egla Arufa in a valley with an axe, a large swarm of insects miraculously flies out of the navel of the dead Egla and flies straight to the house of the murderer of the unidentified corpse, at which point the Sanhedrin are able to judge him for committing this murder. And the Rikanti says a hint to this concept with the last letters of the words in our pasuk, V'ato tiva'er hadam hanoki, the last letters spell rima, which means insects. The pasuk is saying, how do you remove the killer of the innocent blood? That is through rima, through the insects telling you who he is. Nevertheless, it is difficult to understand how we can punish somebody based on what a rima, an insect, shows us when we need to aid him. However, according to the pshat of the Paneach Roza, this question would be resolved, because the Paneach Roza says that the bugs themselves attack the murderer and put him to death. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Beis, V'yotzu zikeinecha, and your elders will go out. And Rashi is bothered, why does it say zikeinecha, your elders, instead of ziknei ho'ir? Zokt Rashi, miyuchadim sheb zikeinecha. This means the outstanding ones of your zikeinim. Elu Sanhedrin Gedoila, this is referring to the members of the Sanhedrin Gedoila. Umadu, and they will measure mimokim sheachol shoychev, from the place where the corpse is lying, el ha'orim asher sevivos hecholol, to the cities that surround the corpse. L'chol tzad, measuring in every direction, leida, to know ezu kroiva, which city is closest to the corpse. And they will bring the egla el nachal eson to a harsh valley, kosha, a harsh valley, shalei nevad, that was never worked on. V'orfu, which means koitzeitz arpa bekupitz. They chop off the back of its neck with a long knife. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tovoy Egla, Bashinoso, let a calf in its first year come, Shloi Osso Peirois, a calf that did not produce fruit, that did not have any offspring, Vite Oref, and let its neck be chopped off, Vimokoim She'enois Peirois, in a place that does not produce fruits, in Nachal Esa. Lechaper, in order to atone, Al Harigosoi Shalzeh, on the murder of this person, Shloi Hani Chuhu, which others did not allow him, Lasois Peirois, to produce fruit in the future, to continue doing mitzvahs. And although we stated earlier that when the Pasuk says Eglas Bokor, it means even an egel in its second year, however Rashi over here says, Tovoy Egla Bashnosa, let an egla in its first year come. Actually, this is a machloikis, where the shita of the Rabbonon is that it can even be an egla in its second year, however Rabbi Eliezer holds that it must be an egla in its first year. The Ayin in Masechta Parah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Zok Rashi Yodenu Leishavchu, the Zakenim say that our hands did not spill the blood. V'chi Olsa Alev Shezikne Bezdin Shevchi Donim Heim. Would it ever enter your heart that the elders of Bezdin are murderers? El or rather they say, Loi Re'inuhu, we did not see this person Upatrinuhu, and let him go below Mezoinus without food, Uveloi Levoya, and without escorting him. V'hakoyhanim Oimrim Kaper La'am Chisrol, and then the Kahanim say, Pasuk Ches, Kaper La'am Chisrol. V'ni Kaper Lohem Adom, and then the blood will be atoned for them. Hakosu Mevasrom, the Pasuk tells them, Shemisha Asukain, once you do the whole procedure, Yechuper Lohem Ovoin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive the sin. V'ata Tevaer, and you shall remove the killer of innocent blood. Magid, this comes to teach us, She'im Nimsa HaHoireg Achav Shenesar Poho Eglo, if the murderer is found after the egla's neck was chopped off, Hareze Yehoreg, this person shall be killed. The Hu HaYosha Be'eni Hashem, and the Pasuk says, this is considered upright in the eyes of Hashem.